Now airing on HBO is A Black Lady Sketch Show, a new comedy written by, directed by, and starring black women. This groundbreaking new series explores culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, sex, and dating. Starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and with guest appearances by Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and many more stars. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights and is available to stream now, only on HBO. Lip service. What's up? It's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Gigi's nipples.
Shut up.
I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Emery.
Emery's like, I'm not sure, is this me right now? But let's introduce Emery because this is your first time.
Yeah, this is my first
lip service. So let's talk about you. You're from Chicago.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, Southside, Inglewood, you know.
I've been to Inglewood before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
Why you say that?
A lot of people don't visit Inglewood.
I've been there. I was in the park that Derrick Rose built.
Oh.
I was working with this on this documentary for Spenzo.
Spenzo. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was out there. It was an experience.
Experience? You didn't like it?
No, it's good. I mean, look, I'm from Brooklyn. Like, I enjoy going places that's not necessarily like the downtown touristy area.
Right.
And I think it is important when you go places for people to see you like being successful and know that people care. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Good bet.
Yeah, we're not scared to go into certain places, but we also show our respect.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to respectfully go places, you know.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people be scared. I don't know if y'all saw that video, but
the video of Safari had like four armed guards with him in Detroit, and they had like AK-47s. And
very underwater.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like he was surrounded
who
by security, like he was in Iraq or something.
Yeah, that she's like, I ain't gonna say.
How would you feel if somebody came through Chicago, your neighborhood, and say it was a safari, because he's not really that famous. So, like, say it was somebody like
damn,
him. He's not, like, I think, now, if that was, like, Jay-Z, I'd be like, all right, keep your
security. I feel like Jay-Z wouldn't even do that.
He wouldn't, exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
But if he was somebody of that caliber of a celebrity.
You feel me?
Then I would maybe think. Understandable, but I don't think that he needs that much security.
Because of the type of name Chicago have, like, some people not really, like, yeah, I think about like our murder rate. Like that's really what everybody talk about when they talk about Chicago. So if somebody like him is not comfortable enough to go in there, I can't.
But he went
blame
to Detroit
him.
With all of these guys.
They said he was
no,
in
she
Southfield.
Said if he go to you oh, said if he okay. go
hey,
to
y'all,
Chicago.
I said if he was the if you was to be in your hood
oh,
and you
okay,
see
I'm
him
sorry,
walking around with four armed guards, how would yeah. you feel? Because I would think, be offended, like bro.
I think it's over dramatic, but
yeah. it's very
relax.
Yeah.
Just don't wear a bunch of jewelry when you go someplace you don't know.
I mean
he
that's
did get robbed. So maybe he got PTSD from being robbed at gunpoint.
That's true.
Safari got robbed.
He got robbed
right outside his apartment.
Yeah. About a year ago.
But let's talk about you and how Inglewood made you who you are today. Like, tell us about where you're from and what made you want to be an artist, who inspired you, all of that.
Okay, so what made me want to be an artist is, like, I got, like, music in my family. Like, my mama sings, she writes, she rap. My mm-hmm. father do the same. And my uncle really started me, like, with the karaoke machine, like, when I was, like, probably, like, 3 years old. He used to make me sing songs, like, over and over on karaoke machine. But growing up in Inglewood, I think it molded me to be, like, a strong woman. Mm-hmm. I think I'm stronger because of the environment I grew up in.
Right.
Like, I got the soft, caring type of feelings as a female, but I got the hard body as a male because it really was like pros and cons mm-hmm. being in Inglewood. Like, you had your bad times, you had your good times.
It come through in your music.
Yeah.
You talk some shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into that a little bit. Because, you know, you talk about a lot of things that I think people could relate to. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you, do you send selfies of yourself out to guys when you're dating?
Like nudes?
I didn't get to that part yet.
Oh. You're jumping the gun
you
now.
In, so that means, yes.
Who do you think we are?
Right. Lip service.
We're classier than that.
Hold on.
Selfies, like regular pictures, yeah.
Okay.
Like if asked. I don't just randomly send them.
If they ask.
Yeah, if you be like, babe, send me a pic. Mm. You know, I send it through.
Now, do you send nudes ever?
I've never sent a nude. You're not going to get me like that.
What no. about a thong picture?
No. Not a thong, not a bikini,
not a sports
bra.
Not a bikini. A bikini's okay.
No, I don't even wear bikinis on the beach, believe it or not.
Why?
don't know. I just think, I don't know. I just ain't get to that point yet.
So what you be wearing? One pieces?
No.
A t-shirt?
No. I probably wear like a two-piece, but I put like some shorts on over it or something like that. I don't ever just be on the beach with two pieces on.
All right, she gonna get there at some point.
Yeah, yeah, your tan line about to be crazy. No, it's gonna be like a hole. It's gonna be pale right here all the way up to your
like
knee.
A farmer's tan.
You think that's part of how you were raised? Because I always say this, my family, like, nobody walked around the house. You know how some families be naked in the house and
my
stuff?
My family and me.
Yeah, my family, everybody was covered up. We had to wear socks even. Couldn't even walk around the house in our bare feet.
At first I wasn't too comfortable with just showing my body. Like, I wouldn't even have like crop tops at first. I started wearing crop tops when I was like 18 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It ain't like, I don't know. I just
that's
never
fine.
Like,
ain't nothing that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at Avery. To each his own.
You got to be right out here all naked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm just a little tomboy. So. Okay.
But guys liked you growing up, I'm sure. So, yeah. So what kind of guys did you like?
I like what Drake say. I forget. Basically, I like somebody with like a story. You know
like
saying?
Drake?
No.
Like a Drake type of person?
No. Said, I like no. Drake as an artist, but not on the other shit. But what did Drake say? He said,
what song? Was it Sensitive?
I kind of think it was, it was an old one. I think it was Proudy. He was like, no, it ain't. It's like, you got a pass and I do too. We mm-hmm. perfect for each other. Mm-hmm. Basically, I like somebody with a story that I could relate because I came from like a struggle, a hard background. So I want somebody I can relate to. But you got loyalty, honesty. Like, y'all look like some. Y'all have a little edge. Y'all
look like some. You like a baller belly or you like guys in good shape always?
I ain't mad about a B-O-N. I ain't too mad about it. I don't really care. Like, really the size.
Wait, you not Wait. With a what?
A B-O-N.
What's that?
A big old nigga.
Say it again.
A big old nigga.
A big old nigga. Shout out King Louis.
I like that.
B-O-N. Yeah. All right, what about Secret? Now you have a song called Secret with YK Osiris. Is he your type? Somebody like him?
Cause he a little cutie too.
Right?
You ain't say no, cause Drake, it was like no. Him was a drink.
No.
Yes.
Too late.
No, yeah.
Well, she said his type.
Yeah, so, is that your type? I'm not type. Saying you talking to him.
Oh, okay.
Is he your type? Is he cute?
Yeah, Osiris cute.
Personality wise, you like him?
He funny. He got a nice personality, and being around him, he God fearing. So that's a good quality to have in a man. But like,
sound like boyfriend material to me.
Sure do.
Shout out his future girlfriend.
Is she sitting on this couch?
Yeah.
And it ain't me. So.
That's cute. Now,
my cup about to be empty, baby.
Mm-hmm. You need some more?
So, is it fun to have a relationship that's a secret? Because I'm sure we've all had those.
The sex is fun. You know sex is always good when you ain't supposed to be doing mm-hmm. it. When you doing it with somebody that you ain't got no business doing it with and somewhere you ain't got no business doing it at, it's always
like a married man?
Oh, not that. No. That much of a
not that serious.
All right, so
I think things is better on the low though. Mm-hmm. With how social media and stuff is now, like, they take everything and it kind of destroys people. Like, that's basically what Secret is about. Right. People think it's about creeping with a nigga you ain't supposed to be with, but it's really like keeping it off of social media, keeping it out of people's faces, because I feel like now the way social media is set up, it kind of ruins relationships. Kind of,
I agree with that.
It does, yeah,
it does, because people be scrutinizing, people be in DMs, people be telling shit that's not even true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and bitches. Bitches really like fucking with niggas that got bitches. Like, they want to say that I got mm-hmm. her nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They get them props. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, I was fucking with da da da. He got that's his girl. And then they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Right, girl, you right. think he faithful. And girl, you think you,
the only one he fucking besides. Yeah.
You think you wifey material. Baby, beat it.
What percentage of guys you think are faithful?
Nah. 90. No one.
1%.
1%. No, rare.
0.0009%.
Exactly.
You don't know anybody that's faithful, like in your life, like that you see in a relationship and you believe they're faithful?
No. I personally don't know them. I mean, I hear people saying that they're faithful, but I've never seen a faithful man before.
God damn, that's tough. Look, what, Gigi, why are you making that face?
Because you already know how I feel about these ninjas.
Mm. All the guys I know that are like faithful are like older, then been through it, then got right. caught, probably had a sneak side baby, and that's what made them be faithful. Because they couldn't mess up no more.
Hmm. What? She about to say something. She want to say something so bad.
Well, shit, they ain't got the sauce no more. They can't really get nobody because niggas, temptation is real for men. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas will claim they faithful all day, see a nice little ass, a face, and be gone.
But let's keep it real, okay? There's guys that it ain't even like they, some of the guys that you look at that be cheating and doing all this stuff, you'd be like, how? Mm-hmm. It don't even matter if they not good looking, yeah. if they ain't got shit, they still would do it.
That mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Words play a big part in like people being in relationships too. Like a nigga that could sweet talk, you could sweet talk a woman right out of drawers mm-hmm. if you got the right words and the right mouthpiece.
Who? So let's talk about you. She said, I need another sip. Mm-hmm. So have you ever been in love?
No, not yet.
What's the longest relationship you ever been in? Because you still, what are you, 22, 23?
23. 23. 3 years.
That's a long time.
And you mm-hmm. wasn't in love?
Mm-mm. I was close to it, but he was... he was like, he was the worst person to ever get myself in the situation with. So like every time I kept see myself like getting up, then he'd draw me. I'd take
something.
Yeah. And I, mm-hmm. it's like resetting.
What so made you stay for so long?
He was my first, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I had a certain type of attachment to him.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you his first?
No.
What ultimately made you end? Did you end the relationship? And what totally ultimately made you do so when you did?
Yeah, cause I didn't see it getting no better. It actually got worse. And like I thought I was trying. You cannot raise a man like mm-hmm. K. Michelle mm-hmm. said. Like you are who you are. It's when you reach a certain age, I feel like you are already an established person. So it's not, you got to change yourself. I can't change you. You feel me? So I couldn't change him.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, change.
Yeah.
Like
and me staying, I feel like I was hurting myself more than I was gaining. You know what I'm saying?
What was the last straw? Don't tell me he had a baby.
Oh, he did that too.
God, did.
No, but.
She said, woo.
The last straw, I think somebody had. I think I was in a like starting my career or whatever, and females knew who I was. Like the dummy would brag about who I was to females, and then somebody inboxed me and showed me like
proof.
And I was like, yeah, I had to
embarrass me now.
And that goes back to what we just said: how girls don't want to be your girlfriend, girls don't want to deal with a guy when they know they got somebody just to say like, oh, that's your girl, but
right.
I'm doing this with him.
Type yeah, time. Then you think we gonna right be. Powerpuff Girl sisters mm-hmm. at the.
They wouldn't be your friend.
Yeah, nah. You. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's crazy. That happened to me before. This guy that I used to date, and I was with him for like 4.5 years. So he had broke up with his ex, and we got together like in the middle of his breakup. And then he ended up getting back together with her, but it was early on in our relationship. So then she went through his phone. He had 2 phones, and he had left one at home, and she was at his house. And she was at his house because she had just had an abortion, and she couldn't go to work. Mm. But anyway, so she gets my number and she calls me and she's like asking me all these questions and then she want to hang out.
No.
I was like,
let's make him mad, sus. No.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't want to hang out with you. And then she was mad at me and still trying to get back together with him. She threw all his clothes out the window, broke his TV and did all this shit and then was still trying to get with him and trying to bash me.
No, that's always weird to me when a woman is trying to link up though. Like, mm-hmm. what is it that we about to link up for?
Yeah, she want to see if you done with him for real so she can keep fucking with him. That's what she want to see.
And she had actually befriended another girl that he cheated on her with. And they would hang out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Ain't that dumb as hell? Dick.
Yeah.
No,
his dick.
That's not.
Don't befriend the girl that your boyfriend cheated
Please
on you
don't.
With. Please
don't.
Just leave it alone. Crazy. As a matter of fact, do you recommend calling Mm-mm. a girl if you find out? Yeah, I mean, because what's going to happen?
Mm-mm. Either leave him or stay, whatever you're going to do.
Would you call Anne-Marie?
If what?
If you found out your man was cheating on you, would you call the girl that he was cheating on you?
Do I already have physical proof?
Yes.
Then no. I already know what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
He out.
Right.
But like if I don't know and then like his room was like the guy I was supposed to call myself time to now, it was rumors, like I saw something on the internet or whatever. And then I didn't know, like it wasn't physical proof like he was with her. And then until the DMs came. But like if you don't know, like if you're not sure, like say if like he in the club with her but they ain't hooked up or something, but right. people telling you like they dealing, then it's look, what, you know, tell me what's going on. And if she tell you and it's that, then ain't nothing else to talk about.
But do you believe somebody? Because what if she exaggerating?
No, like, you got to come with receipts. You got to give me receipts. You got to come with proof.
Sheesh, we got to be detectives.
No, you just got to like, okay, he was at your house yesterday. What's the proof he was at your house? Mm-hmm. He texts you, I love you. What a proof. What a date. What is, you know?
You got to get that black light and go over to bed and check the DNA on the hair.
That's crazy. Because people do be jealous and they will try to just say anything to mess up a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. remember when that happened with Travis Scott? And some girl and a guy was taking pictures, acting like he was cheating.
Yeah.
But then they came out a week later like, aha, just joking. And you're like, what the fuck is funny about that shit? Yeah,
not funny.
Craving flavor and refreshment this summer? Pick up one of the three flavors of Bud Light Chelada. Original Extra Lime and the newest member of the family, Mango. Bud Light Chelada is perfect for drinking at brunch, on the beach, or just hanging out with friends in the sun. The Original Chelada brings you the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light with the rich signature taste of a Clamato tomato cocktail. This distinctive blend delivers a flavor that truly refreshes. The Chelada Extra Lime delivers a citrusy spin on the classic Chelada flavor, and the Chelada Mango brings a tropical touch to a summertime favorite. To best enjoy your Chelada, gently rotate the chill can once before pouring. Then pour over ice and garnish with a slice of lime, some celery, or mango. Salt the rim of your glass and then add a dash of hot sauce for even more kick. Pick up a Bud Light Chelada today and learn more at BudLight.com. Bud Light Chelada, flavor that refreshes.
Now, would you listen, say you started dating a guy and other women tried to warn you about him?
Would I listen to?
To the other women. Like, girl, let me tell you something. He did this, that, and to me, and I'm telling you right now he gonna do this. And would you listen to that or pay attention to that, or do you want to find out on your own?
Find out on my own. I take note, but at the same time, it take a certain type of woman to change a man. Mm-hmm. Like, you probably wasn't what he was really looking for, like, or you wasn't fulfilling him in a way that probably I could. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna have to find out for myself.
We think that. But do you feel like when you get with a man, if he's done this in the past, you feel like you could change him?
No. I feel like he'll want to change on his own if that's what he want to do. And I also feel like coming from another woman, you can't really trust what she say about. Like, you can't take her advice for her experience. You got to have your own experience. So I'm going to still go ahead and get my own experience and see what's going to happen, because my situation with him is not going to be the same situation that she had with him.
What if multiple people warn you?
And they all saying the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then you got to kind of take that.
That might be a little different.
Yeah,
if they're like, different. Yo, he be beating bitches' ass. Like, exactly. All right, he might be.
What if they say he got herpes? What if they say he has herpes?
I mean, well, you ain't gonna have to listen to three motherfuckers to find out.
If one person tell me you
then
got
herpes, just kind of like,
That could be a lie, though. That could be hate.
I'ma ask.
You would ask him?
I would ask.
And then what would you say? What if he says no?
Then let's go get checked out to make sure. Together. I'll make the appointment.
Right.
What if you already fucked him?
We still going to go get checked out. Now I really want to go to the doctor because I want to make sure that you ain't spread the shit.
Yeah, cop.
She's like, because she's sipping so much, she need another drink. Every time we ask him, she like, Now, what if you was with a guy, everything was amazing, right? Mm. And you're about to have sex and he tells you, like, just so you know, I do have herpes.
But it ain't flared up.
Right. Right now, I'm not having an outbreak. And you know you can only get it skin-to-skin contact. So I'm just letting you know. Then what?
I got to go. I can't. No. No. I got to love myself first. I'm not finna catch nothing.
What if he has pamphlets to show you how you can make sure you don't get it?
Mm-mm. I can't.
A pamphlet?
Yeah, no.
It's a pamphlet.
You know, I give this to everybody I fuck. Here you go. No.
Here you go. This is how you can make sure you don't catch it.
No.
A disease is a different situation. I'm sorry. I could be your friend, but I can't be your girlfriend or your lover.
What if he has a cold sore on his mouth?
Would I kiss myself?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Would you be with him still, though?
What you mean? If he tell me that he got herpes,
no,
he got a cold sore?
He got a cold sore. Forget the herpes. Let's just say he got a cold sore. Does that bother you?
See, a cold sore is herpes one, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But it's not a sexual
It's not genital
disease.
Herpes, but it's still a version of...
I still feel like we got to go get tested. I'm gonna test a nigga anyways. Like, I ask those questions.
You
like,
asked if you got tested?
Yes, I
you
promise.
You see paperwork?
When the last time you had sex? When the last time you got tested? When the last time you had sex unprotected? I asked all that because it's too much going around.
Mm-hmm. Are you honest about things like that? Like, if a guy asks you, how many people have you been with?
Yeah. I know my number. I ain't really tripping.
Mm-hmm. I don't think guys should ask that, though.
I don't think they should either.
Me either.
No? Would you ask a man?
No. I wouldn't want to know.
I assume any guy been with has probably been with so many women he can't count.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just assume that. I don't know if that's true.
We also damn near twice your age, so you know.
Yeah.
We gotta think about the type of the age range of guys that we're dealing with. They probably been, you know.
Well, some of them are your age.
Yeah, because girl,
I'm kidding.
I don't know if she's kidding. My man is actually twice your age. So, and add a few, okay?
Now, if you met a guy, what would turn you off right away from talking to him? What are some things that is like, red flag, no?
Mindset. Like, if you, I don't know, a nigga gotta come a certain type of way for me. Like, he gotta come off like I was raised as believing a man's supposed to be like a manly man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no little ass boy. I don't want no nigga with no little ass mindset, no goals, no ambition. Like, if you ain't got shit going for yourself or you don't got a stare for a mindset, like, that's a deal breaker.
Okay. What else? Just looks wise, what would you look at him and be like, eh?
The way he dress. I like a nigga that know how to dress.
Like, what's knowing how to dress to you? Who's, like, tell us somebody who's a good dresser. YK Osiris?
I knew that was coming back around.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah, Fabulous.
Not a dress.
I can dress.
Who else?
She like, nobody my age.
Who my age?
Anybody your age, jeans is tighter than mine.
Yeah, you like tight jeans on, guys? You
see, no, I think it should be like in the middle somewhere.
Just fit.
Yeah, not too tight, not too loose. Yeah.
What if a guy came to take you out and he had a purse on? Like Uzi or one of them, like a Chanel bag. A Young
Thug. It was the LED light when it lights up, so you know it was really nice.
Like, it was fly, but it's still a bag.
That's not my preference.
So you're gonna be like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't see somebody in the club with a purse on, a bag on and be like, oh yeah, let me holler at him. Like,
but if you liked him, it's not a deal breaker.
For a purse?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What if it's a purse that you really like?
Like a fanny pack.
Like a really nice
it's
purse.
A man.
Yeah, bag. What about a fanny pack?
A fanny pack, cool. Like the little scrub.
A messenger bag.
That's not bad, but I mean, like
the actual
gun and them be wearing bags now, like purses. Like,
they got to carry stuff.
That's what pockets are for.
That's what an assistant is
you
for.
You can't fit everything in your
pocket. Put it in a book bag.
If you got stacks of money, you can't just put that in your pocket.
You gonna put it in the book bag.
Maybe he would rather it be in front of him so it's not on his back where somebody could
see. Why does he have stacks of money?
Because they get cash for shows.
Why they can't get it wired or something like that?
Maybe they like, I want my cash now.
Put it in a book bag.
And they might have a wallet. They might.
No, it's not okay.
No purse.
I always felt bad that men couldn't just carry purses like us. Because I'm like, where would I put all my stuff if I didn't have a purse?
But if it was a man,
but men don't carry stuff they
bra.
Would carry.
Bra.
Imagine stacks.
Look, we looking at purses now. What if he was buying you nice purses?
Is that
too?
Your boo with a purse on? Because I think we just seen a picture of your boo with a purse on.
I don't know. I'm blind, y'all. I really can't see that far. So I don't know what that is.
She blind. Okay.
No,
I'm legally blind.
Hold it down. No, for real though. I can't see that far. I don't even know what they just showed me.
Okay, so you're cool with the purse.
That's your man with a purse.
I gotta backtrack a little.
No, I ain't say that. I said a fanny pack.
Okay, a fanny pack is fine.
Yeah, a fanny pack.
That look more like a bag. But it's all right.
What y'all show me?
Yeah.
A Chanel bag.
Now, let's talk about something different that we've never done before. Let's talk about, and I thought about this. I was at this screening yesterday for this new series that's coming to AMC that Black Thought and Questlove and Sean G are producing. And they talk about iconic songs. Each episode is about an iconic song that changed your life. Right? Like, the episode I saw was about Jesus Walks, Kanye, and they break down how the song was made. They talk about the choir, Rhyme Fest, everybody that was involved in making that song. What's the song that you would say changed your life? We'll start with you, Amory.
if you could think of something that you like, yo, that song was life changing for me. I remember where I was. That was my joint.
I say my song, I'm Leaving.
Ooh, that hurt.
Yeah.
I bet I know what that was about.
Period. I'm Leaving changed my life because I'm Leaving is when I really left. Mm-hmm. I literally went in the studio after a big altercation, we could say, and then I made that song, and like it was literally like my dead point, like it's over with.
And once you do that song, you know there's no going back because mm-hmm. I put it in the universe.
Yeah, and then you got females that's really like, oh, she looking at you like a hero, kind of like she left in this toxic situation, mm-hmm. so I could leave too. Mm-hmm. So like I'd be for real though.
That's good, because then you can't do a part two like, I'm back.
I said I left, but here I go.
But here I go.
No.
I'm leaving, don't stop me. I'm walking out the door.
But Cry Too by Life Jennings. Mm-hmm. Life Jennings' Cry was like it's that song that makes you feel like, fuck what people say, like their opinion. I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? I like that song too. Like every time I go through something, I play that song and it reminds me like I'm human just like the next person.
Now that's dope. See, I like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
I'm Leaving. All right, what about you, Loria? What song changed your life?
I'm not going to say change my life, but I would say like at a point in my life, this song, when it came out, it was just like something that I would go to and I would keep playing it over and over and over. And it was Jay's song, Can't Be Life. Mm-hmm. This Can't Be Life. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it just touched me. I think it was the feeling of it. It was just, you know what I mean? So it was just, that was it for me. But also, Jay was always my favorite artist.
Right.
Well, rapper, because then it was Kanye, my artist, but whatever. But like, it was just something about the whole feeling of the song. And, you know, especially when I was down, I felt whatever kind of way. And the stories that it was in that record, everything, I just felt it.
What about you, G?
Yeah, same situation, like didn't change my life, but, and it's also a Jay-Z song because we know how I feel about that man and all his music.
Right.
But Song Cry. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to Song Cry.
I knew somebody was going
to
say that.
I used to listen to Song Cry back to 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 back. Like for months. And it was because it just, how much I want to bet this your best friend. Oh, it's Kaya.
That's your, mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's your daughter. Yeah. Okay. You sent her the voicemail?
I'm not going to answer right now. FaceTime. You want to talk to her?
No.
Yeah, it reminded me of what a relationship that I had just came out of at the time. Mm-hmm. And it helped me get through the transition into being single again and, mm-hmm. and getting my swag back and moving on and doing me. So, yeah. And that was...
What? She about to really go through it.
Nah, man. Because here we go bringing up this man again.
Oh, that's a guy you
It
killed.
Was him.
Oh,
my God. She did who?
She killed somebody. Damn. So you was listening to Song Cry after you killed him?
I was listening to Song Cry after we broke up.
Oh, I thought that's somebody literally. Like,
no, she literally killed him. But she's not getting no charge. It was an accident. He had a heart attack after sex.
During sex.
And what was your song? Oh, go ahead.
But yeah.
And look what was Song Cry was your song after he died?
No.
Look, she's like, after, I don't know what's going on.
It was after we broke up. No, yeah, he did die. It was after we broke up and I moved to Atlanta. I moved to Atlanta because he tried to kill me when I broke up with him initially. Like, that's what started it off.
Physically, to kill you? Yes.
I tried to break up with him because it was getting crazy and he was very violent towards me and I didn't want to be with him anymore. So I tried to break up with him and he tried to end my life. And then I left and moved to Atlanta. And yeah, Song Cry helped me with that transition.
So after that you got back with him?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wait, yeah. How did he try to kill you though?
It was love. Like he choked me out and then he threw me down concrete and steel steps.
Oh my God, Gigi. How did he manage to get you to even want come back?
I felt bad for him.
You feel bad for him after he did
that?
Yeah,
I felt
bad. That's how we be feeling too.
I felt bad for him. I did.
You didn't want him to get
I felt
in trouble.
Bad for him.
He told you he was going through some things. He seen it in other relationships.
Sick. He was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad.
This is the guy with the little penis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That yep. dick too small to be acting so big.
I'm sorry, that's one of my lyrics.
But yeah. And then he died. The end.
So guys with small dicks do be having more of an attitude than the average person.
They do.
Yeah.
Like right. They got a lot to
no, yeah, about. They do. He had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, like, they do. Because yeah. he had a chip on it between his legs.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a dick, it was a chip.
A chip.
It was a chip of a dick. Like a chip of a diamond, it was a chip no. of a dick.
You had the same experience? Shit.
Well, a guy with a little.
Yeah, and they be having a crazy attitude. You'd be like, you got some nerve.
Okay, so y'all ain't never met somebody that's like, he got this ego, like, ooh, he up. Do some shit. Mm-hmm. Then you meet him, like, really? That's what you working with?
And
like,
ain't doing nothing.
That's terrible.
I find that there's a couple of different things here. Guys with little dicks, if you don't know them, if they're not trying to holler at you like that, they are nasty. Like, they not normally, like, nice people.
They gotta make up for it in some way. That's why their attitude so big.
But if they trying to fuck you, they not gonna fuck you right away. Oh, they'll no. try to befriend you, mm-hmm. do nice things for you,
get close
make
to
you love them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They woo then, you first, and then they pull out that little dick. Like,
and they pull out their little dick. Like, you love me already, right?
They
right.
know it's small.
And everything will come with me. And next thing you know,
you love me already guy, and my little dick. Love.
And then you just make them put it in your butt, duh.
Oh. Anne-Marie's not there yet.
Sip. Oh, come on, big gulp.
She might be after this sip.
She said, come on, big gulp, though. Yo, Gigi.
You never had it in your butt, Amory?
Lip service.
God damn. Woo. I know she has because she didn't answer right away. Because if you didn't, you'd have said
she
no.
She said no.
No, she haven't.
Huh? No, y'all just tripping me out.
You could hear, right, L'Oreal?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
Nah. Heard you.
Heard.
Hell no.
Hear this.
No.
You ain't try it?
Nah, not yet. I mean, not.
Okay, so maybe.
Not yet.
I'm not saying not yet. I just feel like if my personal opinion, if you're going to take it that way, you're going to take the other gender. Like
that's not true.
No?
No.
That's not true. I mean.
Teach me something. I'm young.
Yeah, she young.
One, like the men have hairy asses and, you know, if you're doing your shit some right, it should too, be cleaned yeah. up.
How long? Okay, at this point. Bare ass.
If he likes bare asses, you're good. If he like a hairless ass. Some guys
ain't nobody
like
else hot?
I'm hot.
I'm hot.
Drink.
You said what?
It's the drink.
Okay, yeah, the drink making her hot in many ways. Who are you going to text after this?
A nobody.
Who the man with FaceTime? That sounds like a song. That could be a good song for you, the man with the purse.
I'm talking to the man with the purse.
Oh yeah.
I'm asking him to buy me one.
Y'all really think this is funny? What do y'all think this is funny?
And just wear that purse.
HBO's newest comedy is A Black Lady Sketch Show, written by, directed by, and starring Black ladies. A Black Lady Sketch Show is a groundbreaking new comedy series starring a core Black female cast and celebrity guests portraying dozens of dynamic characters and hyper versions of themselves in a magical reality. This hilarious series is not afraid to go there and explore culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships. A Black Lady Sketch Show features numerous firsts, the first all-Black women writers' room, the first Black women sketch director, and the first sketch series cast comprised entirely of Black women. A horror movie about dry skin, an alien stealing dance moves, a viral proposal going wrong, and an invisible spy are just a few drop-dead funny sketches set to debut in season one. Starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and many more. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights at 11 p.m. Stream it now, only on HBO.
All right, now let's talk about unsolicited sex messages, because we know you like sexting. Right?
Nah, why you say that?
Yes, we know
it's
you do.
Song.
I can't even say nothing because I made a song
about sexting.
Okay,
so yeah. You do like sex? You do sext?
Let me see your phone. No, I'm playing with you. Look, she that's how you know somebody on some shit. When you say, let me see your phone.
But wait, I'm going to say something now. Little Miss Shy Girl over here is a Scorpio. So she ain't as innocent as she's sitting here with that Lego cross, child. She got two phones and she all tatted up, child, betting them lashes. Mm-hmm.
And then two phones is facing each other. So you know she hiding some shit.
I don't know what she hiding from us. Damn.
Yeah, we not going to go through your shit.
We ain't looking.
I know you got a 6-number password, too.
I definitely do. No, but what was the question?
She said, slide to your phone.
No, she was saying sexting.
No, she got the business phone that don't nobody hit. That's
she was
why.
About to give you that.
No, I got the business phone that everybody hit and then a personal phone that.
Yeah, but the business phone is just business. I'm talking about personal shit ain't in the business phone.
Huh? Mm-hmm. No, ain't
she
shit.
She do that, huh? See?
Ain't shit in the,
See,
look,
she looking through it right
that's
now.
That's my personal phone.
Okay. She delete just, everything. That's how you know she in a relationship.
I just bought
you only got 3 messages.
You sneaky.
Because I bought this phone 2 days ago. What was the question?
Love it.
She on some shit. Now, there was a story the other day I was reading, right? And it's a documentary they had did on TLC about this man who has no penis. He was born without a penis.
My Ken.
And he said that he has fooled over 100 women.
Fooled? With a strap on?
No. So basically, he does like a catfish type of scenario where he make you fall in love. And then every time you try to have sex, like when he meet up with you, because he talks to them online, he'll act like, oh, he's on drugs and he can't do it, whatever, whatever.
He's on drugs?
Medication.
Yeah, like he's, like he does too many drugs.
Oh, real drugs.
Yeah, to be able to get it up. So, have you ever been catfished?
I'm saying, but people can't have no penis for real.
He was born without a penis. It's like a rare disease. I don't know. He ended up getting a prosthetic one, like, but it was really expensive and difficult. Like, only 3 years ago. That's why they did the whole documentary.
His mouth work, right?
And he had a whole girlfriend, too.
His mouth work.
But could you just have oral the rest of your life?
No. You might as well be gay.
That's true. True.
As a woman, if you're not going to get penetrated, then you might as well just have sex with another woman if you're not going to get penetrated.
Well,
what's
you
the
can
point?
Scissor him, so you don't have to be gay.
That is a gay thing.
That's, but he's a man, so technically
but there's no penetration.
Scissoring. But anyway, have you ever been catfished, Amory? Like, have you ever talked to a guy on social media and met him in person and it wasn't what you thought it was going to be?
I have been catfished, but I never met him in person.
How you know you was catfished then?
Because he made all the excuses. Like, he even turned his app message off before, like, when he was texting me. Mm-hmm. And then, like, one day he made a mistake and FaceTimed me. And he wouldn't answer the phone after that. Like, I called him, like, twice. He didn't answer. Like, my sister know, I think, to me personally, I don't think that was him at all.
Oh, it was like a select, like somebody famous and he was pretending? Or it was just a random person?
He wasn't famous. I was probably like 17.
How did he even get your attention?
So I was on this TV show before. It's called The Reawakening. It was like something that was really like popular in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I had made a post, I think. I was like 16, 17. And I'm like,
You lucky R. Kelly didn't call.
He did. Like, he called too.
I made a post that said something about me and that scene. Like, I wanna, is there niggas that sing or something like that? And he was like, yeah. So I was like, all right, show me. I sent him my number and he called, he sung, and like, he sounded cool. So
you saw him?
No.
On the phone?
No. So he just had it facing the ceiling and he was singing?
No, he called. Like, he
called on the phone.
Yeah, he regular called, and we was on the phone, we was talking. So we got to talking, like, after that, because he was really cool. And then one day it came to, like, meeting up, and he made an excuse or some shit. He was supposed to came. He was like, I'm finna slide on you. No, no, no. I'm like, okay. And then he called, like, yeah, I just got locked up. But if
you,
that's what I said, like, you locked up, like, how we talking right now? Yeah, they let me go. I said, you're lying. So after that, it was just excuse.
It really was R. Kelly.
Basically, look, I just sipped my drink that time.
Basically, yeah, I feel like I got cash before.
So
I can't really
talk to him since. Maybe he could sing, but he just wasn't attractive.
I think it was. I think he used other people, like, I mean, another person's profile, right. But I don't really think it was him.
He could sing, though.
Yeah, he could sing.
So he could have just been cool with you still?
Yeah, but I think he was, like, because he thought I was somebody at the time because I was on the TV show, so I think he was kind of insecure. But like some female hit me before and was like, he not who you think he is.
Shit. Who was she?
I don't know. His girlfriend. Person.
It was him too.
Right. It was Shim.
Guy is everybody. He tried to holler and then he warned you about himself.
Yeah. Basically, I think I got catfished before. I can't prove it, but I know it. Kinda.
That's a shame that he could sing, but he probably wasn't confident enough to let you see him.
Who he is, yeah.
Yeah. And but he probably, was he like trying to be romantic on the phone after a while?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't on the same like level as him. I just really thought he was cool and I liked his voice.
Right.
But I think he was like, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I really just think he was like, weird.
But that's good. He paved the way.
More than likely, he was weirdo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really think he was.
At least your situation was clear for the situation you in now. Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
By choice?
By choice.
Does your boyfriend know you're single?
What?
Huh? Do the hug thing again.
Huh? Nah, I ain't got a boyfriend.
All right, now is it cheating to get money from a guy who you not messing with, right? Let's just say you're in a relationship, but there's a guy that's giving you money. You ain't never mess with him, never kiss him. You don't hang with him, but he just like to give you money. Is that cheating?
Nah, hell no. That's not cheating.
Yes, it is.
How?
You gonna tell your boyfriend another nigga gave you some money?
See, I don't like feeling like people did shit for me, so I don't really give money. But I feel like if you or you was to get some money from somebody, it's a gift. Like, it's cheating if somebody to buy you some shoes.
No.
But would you tell your man?
So if another girl bought your boyfriend a new J's, you gonna be fine with that?
No.
So that's cheating. Whatever you're not fine with doing, with happening, then if you do it, it's the same thing.
It's a lot of shit that's double standard for men.
So that's true too, girl. That's a double standard. Come on with that loophole. Come on, bring the loophole through. That's
double
true.
Standard for women.
That's true.
Do something for me.
A gift is a gift.
Right.
Would you be honest though about it? Would you be like, this guy just sent me $5,000?
No, I'm very honest. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah.
What if he was like, give it back?
You gonna give it back to me?
Right, you replace it.
Right, like,
damn, y'all.
I'm just saying.
What if it's a deal breaker in your relationship?
Why even tell him?
That's what I want.
She said she's very honest.
I wouldn't have said nothing.
I ain't saying nothing.
If you ask me a question, I'm not gonna lie about it.
Like, but she's saying she's not going to volunteer.
Yeah, she's going to volunteer. Because if he asked you, then he already know.
Clearly.
Excuse me, did somebody cash app you $5,000? He knows.
Yes.
Like, no, it was somebody. Six, so I don't got to say yes.
You know what she's going to say when he asks her that? Huh?
Huh? Exactly. What?
So that's not cheating to you?
No, it depends on like you have a male best friend?
Yeah.
You have a male best friend? Mm-hmm. You have a male best mm-hmm. friend? Y'all was ever sexual with y'all male best friend?
No.
Okay, so if your male best friend give you $5,000, that's cheating on your man?
He wouldn't give me $5,000.
At all.
500? 500?
No.
My male best friend? No.
He might ask me
$500.
He trying
to give it to a bitch he trying to get pussy from.
Right.
He know I ain't giving him no pussy. He not giving me $5,000.
I don't know how to come back.
You ain't gonna justify this shit with a
because like my male best friend give me $500 if he had it. If I said like I needed $500, like I'm good for it, so he'll give it to me.
That's not giving. That's lending.
That's lending. Yeah. That's
oh, different. So y'all saying like giving with no?
Let's say a guy like pinch. You, but you're not fucking with him, but he just
like babe, he go shopping
and he just send you some money. You deserve it.
I mean, what if he came up on some money and want to share? Like,
I like your excuses, though.
Then take it. Just don't tell on yourself. That's all.
I'm not going to tell on myself, but if he asks me, then yes.
If he asks you, he already know.
He going to know if I tell. Yes. He sent me fat. Yes, he did.
I don't know. Nobody
I don't feel like that's cheating. Cheating is like flirting. Cheating is like conversation, leading on, sex. That's cheating. Like, but if you...
accepting gifts.
Yeah, that's
so taking
cheating.
Money's not cheating, but flirting is.
Hell yeah.
You don't think it's natural to flirt even if you're in a relationship? Like, it's not the biggest deal in the world. You're just flirting.
No, if I walked up and my man was at a bar flirting, what would you do?
It depends. What's flirting?
That's the problem.
Like leaning over, buying drinks and smiling too hard.
He buy drinks for everybody.
He buy drinks for everybody.
And he
buy drinks for everybody in here.
Yep.
But I don't consider that flirting.
Right.
No.
He's more annoying than anything.
Than anything.
Like, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, so if he leaned over, smiling in the bitch face or some shit, that shit.
Oh, he does that too.
Plus, he can't see, so
he got to get as close as possible.
He holds phone like this.
And like,
it depends on the person. That's the thing. Yeah. And like, what
some guys are very friendly like that. Like, they'll go out and they'll be like, "Oh, they celebrating a bachelor party, buy them all drinks on me."
Right.
Yeah, that's my boyfriend for sure.
Oh. But some guys, if they do that, you know that they trying to be.
They trying to fuck something.
Yeah. It's different for certain people.
So I guess you know.
It depends on the person.
You just got to be worth it, right?
Why do you keep going back? Let me know something.
I don't give you the world.
Let me know something. Like, why we keep referencing Osiris?
What? We didn't even say nothing about him.
I'm gonna give you the world.
I wanna talk about somebody and give you the world.
And then you.
If you're listening to this right now, that means this podcast is now available on AudioMac. AudioMac is the free music and podcast streaming app that lets you stream and download the hottest albums, mixtapes, songs, playlists, and podcasts, along with AudioMac exclusives. Discover the best new songs by browsing the trending page. Check out the library of carefully curated playlists. There's one for every mood. And take your favorite songs and podcasts offline to save your data and listen wherever you are. AudioMac is here to move music forward. Available now on the App Store and Google Play.
So what's your favorite position? I'm assuming it's doggy style just from your music.
Yeah, girl, because you be talking that shit, girl. I was listening to you earlier like, oh, I need to try. Oh.
Is that your favorite position?
Okay, girl.
No.
What is it, missionary?
On top.
You on top?
Mm-hmm. I like to be in control.
Because she a Scorpio. I keep trying to tell y'all. Y'all let that little shy shit fool y'all.
Oh, no, she don't seem shy to me.
She just from the shy.
Yeah. Not shy, but from the shy. Okay.
Can you come on top?
Huh? That's the best way to come, ain't it? Mm-hmm.
The easiest way.
In my opinion, yeah.
Do you remember your first orgasm?
I've never had an orgasm.
Well, she's young still.
Girl.
I'm trying to think if I had an orgasm by your age.
Yeah, you never made yourself come?
I was coming at 9, girl. What's wrong with y'all?
Made myself come?
Yeah, like from masturbating.
By the way.
I was masturbating.
Yeah, that's
I didn't
what I'm
know
saying.
That's what was happening. I told y'all what happened the first time I got pregnant. I was 15 years old.
You got pregnant from masturbating?
No, dummy.
Just sperm on her finger.
The first time I got pregnant, I was 15 years old. I went to my mother and told her I was pregnant, and she said to me, "How the hell are you pregnant and you don't even know how to come yet?" And I did not know what she was talking about until I knew I was coming, but I didn't know that that's what was happening. When I was playing with myself, I didn't know that that was what I was doing. And then when the guy, I just knew it felt good and I was going to keep doing it. So
you lift your finger into it?
Yes. Okay. So when a guy made me come for the first time, I'm like, that's what she was talking about when she said, "I don't even know how to come yet." I mean, but this was like an internal orgasm, not an external orgasm. I feel like anybody can have an external orgasm because you could do it yourself.
So you had a baby before you had an orgasm by a man?
Wait, hold on. Y'all teaching me something. It's a difference. Say what you just said.
She said, "Say what you just said."
There's an external orgasm and there's an internal orgasm.
External, internal?
Yes. So you can come from clitoral stimulation, which is external, or you can come from your G-spot, which is internal.
Which is inside
the vagina.
Right. So like it's kind of like
so he can make you come from the inside, from fucking you, or he can make you come from the outside, from head, or, you know.
With his finger.
So orgasm consists of what? What's a...
Like when you come.
Bang, boom, pow.
And you like coming, period.
You know, come because, you know, you be shaking a little.
You get that. It's a rise up. It feel good.
So you've never felt that before.
You've never had an explosion?
Yes, come.
Like you never felt like, "Oh my God, it feels so good. And it's over.
Don't touch me.
Right. And it's over. And I'm done.
No.
Oh. You don't masturbate? Where's that box?
That's what I'm saying.
Toys?
It's the masturbation.
Where's the
thing
Doc Johnson box?
It's gonna
give
me
to give her a toy or two.
What's crazy?
So you've never masturbated? How do you know when to stop?
I plead the fifth.
She's definitely masturbated before.
So never made yourself come. You just haven't had a guy make you orgasm.
Because how do you know when to stop if you don't come from masturbating?
What's the question again?
Come on, sip. Take a sip.
Because isn't that the point when you masturbate to come?
Yes.
So then you just, when do you stop?
When it's over.
When
so you have come from masturbating.
But a man can't.
But she's yet to have
an, you can't hear.
She's yet to have an internal orgasm from penetration.
Have you ever told a guy what to do? Like, you need to do this.
Move to the left a little bit.
Wait, you gotta talk into the mic, Amory. You know how because
this shit. Because everybody ain't watching. Some people are only listening. they can't see you in your faces.
What's the question again?
I remember the first time I had an orgasm. I was like, oh my God, this is what this is. And I was, how old was I when that happened? I was probably like 19 or 20 years old. And he ate me out and made me come. And I didn't know I liked that until I came from it.
So that was my question to you. Oral. Has the guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've come before.
So you just haven't had an internal orgasm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's normal. I don't have them all the time. Most women don't.
And it still feels good, but
some women have never had it happen in all of their lives. And like older women have never had it happen ever. Some people just can't figure it out, which is sad for them. But yeah, you should. You should try to figure that out, you know? Well, you're single now, so I guess you're doing a whole lot of masturbating. But when you get a boyfriend.
Now, sex ain't really that exciting to me.
What?
Not yet.
Because she ain't orgasming.
Not yet.
But you in charge too. You on top.
Well, wait, y'all. She's also compared to us, kind of young. So
at 23, not, sex is very exciting.
Well, not
I
for
feel
me.
Like that's when it started getting lit for me.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't really know what I was doing.
I was an early riser, but I was also a late bloomer because sex didn't get good for me until I was like almost 30. Mm-hmm. Like I would do it because it was something to do, but
I agree.
I didn't get like horny and like I need dick until I was like in my like this is what I'm gonna do and I'm you know this is
what
I have to do.
That guy with the little dick, that's probably why.
Yeah, you probably didn't want it.
Yeah,
but I will say like when I was about like mid 20s is when I started like sex was different. Like I was having sex and I thought it felt good because
that's what I was trying to get to. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, but when I think the more experienced guys because they're.
In my 30s is when I started to
meet,
my 30s is when I started to enjoy sex, when I started to want sex, when I started to
but
feel
not
like
just that,
I want
if you
dick
have a guy that
pussy.
Understands the woman's body and like knows certain spots
that's
a whole different experience.
That too.
And I feel like after you experience something like that,
then you get the craving.
Then you had sex. Right now you're a virgin.
You're a virgin, girl.
Oh my God, I'm choking.
Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
Mm-mm. All right.
Sip. Never ever?
No.
Did they try to hit on you?
Yeah.
Not yet?
Not yet what?
She got a lot of things she's about to try.
Oh no. I have no problem for other people's preferences, but I'm not attracted to women.
Okay.
I tell a female.
I've never been with a woman either, so. Me and you're the only ones in this room that have never been with
me. Okay, you're dragging it. I did something once.
Okay, you
but you
with
still
yeah,
did
but
it.
You, but you're making it seem like it's a regular
no,
thing.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying I never have, not even once. Mm-hmm. You have.
It's not no problem. I don't knock nobody prefaces, but I'm just, I'll tell a female if she's attracted, like, okay, you know, but I'm not going.
Eat her pussy. That's a gesture you made.
Girl.
That,
like,
that's not what I was thinking. But I'm not going to eat her. She's not going to eat mine. It's not going to happen. Like,
Henry, I'm so excited for you. There's so many things that you're about to do.
No.
You're about to have this internal orgasm.
She said that was like.
There's so many things you're about to do. Go out there, girl.
Right.
Enjoy being single.
Spread your wings.
What you like better, being single or being in a relationship?
So after the 3-year situation, I tried something just recently, and he just reminded me of the first person. Mm. So like, I don't really care for relationships like that.
Do we know him? Okay.
Nope.
Have that sip.
Nah, but I don't really care for relationships like that. I'm not a commitment type of person. I'm
and
not
you
no
focus on your career.
Yeah. So
what was it like for you when you signed your deal?
Different.
It was all smiles and champagne. I saw a little clip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but I never saw myself signing a deal at first. Like I always wanted to go the independent route. Mm-hmm. But then I met somebody that made me feel like
who? Who did you meet?
This lady named Bearline.
Bearline.
Oh, hey, Bearline.
I met Bearline and she made it feel like it was like the thing to do.
We might have Barreline on lip service one day.
Mm-hmm.
She used to interview people.
She done sat on the sideline.
She done interviewed me before.
I think we got a space right here. So no.
Come here, Barreline.
Right, is there a mic?
Come have a seat.
Barreline definitely likes anal. No, I'm playing with you. She like, no.
Hilarious.
So how did she finesse you?
She finessed the fuck out of me. I'm gonna tell you how, right? So you know this is the first time you're gonna hear this too. Let me sit up. So you know like that aggression or that commitment that you're looking for in a nigga, like you want that nigga, like if I say I'm finna leave, I ain't really trying to leave. Like
stop girl, me at the dope.
Yeah, like at least try. Like let me leave and go home. They call you and be like, yeah, I may even stay, baby. I'm ready to come back. Like Bearline was seeing other situations and labels or whatever.
She was
like
seeing other people.
Yeah, and she'll pull up like, Ann, what you doing? Like, I'm here, Ann. Like, send Ann a bottle, say
and
it's from Bearline.
She got that deep voice too?
Yeah, send Ann a bottle, say it's from Bearline. Like, nobody's gonna get Ann. This is mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had the commitment.
My pussy.
Ooh.
Like, whoa.
Oh, baby.
She said she don't go that way.
But no.
She did for the deal, damn it.
So y'all gonna get me drunk.
So she was very aggressive and you knew she really wanted you.
Yeah, like she made me feel like, okay, like, cause I'm very like, I think I'm afraid of commitment, kind of. You know, I got like abandonment issues. So, like, I'm afraid to get close to people because I feel like the ones that's closest to you is the ones that can hurt you. Mm. So, I don't really like be like so fond of meeting like new people.
And they got to pursue you. Like,
yeah.
So, you know,
they got to give me that feeling.
Hard.
Yeah. So, Berlin came and she was there like when Secret Video, mm-hmm. like, she was the first person that flew out. She, Secret Video, she was there like, look, I'm here like for a week. Let's eat every day.
Before you.
I said, baby, I'm full. I made enough. I'm hungry right now. What are we doing? Then she just kept pursuing. Like, if she heard it was competition and she came, she like overcame the competition. She was like, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do.
And it.
Yeah.
Like the kind of man you need.
So that's what really. Okay. I'm too strong man to have a sensitive man, you know what I'm saying? But Bearline came and she was like different from like the competition, because mm-hmm. you know I was like kind of in a bidding war. Not kind of, but I was in a bidding war.
And it's nice to have a woman too, because sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like you feel like a woman can understand the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think more than a man can to see.
But women,
women
are more
in this business.
Are more sensitive than men too.
But that works because you kind of need some sensitivity around you when you're not the sensitive person.
No, because I know, like, if you like passionate,
mm-hmm.
so like I probably like something to go wrong, and then because I'm so passionate that I,
yeah, like
lash out, yeah, and I'd be like, look, this is, I came from nothing, so for me to get to something, like, you gotta understand, like, I want my ass dotted, my T's crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And like a female to be like, oh yeah, she don't like me because of this and that, versus a man like, she just tripping.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But women are more detail oriented.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah.
I will say that, like, as far as scheduling and everything, no offense to the guys in the room. Hey guys. Yeah, we
women are
yeah.
more understanding too, I feel like.
Cause we understand, like, look, her hair not done right. She
yeah.
can't. We gotta make sure guys would be like, you look good, put a hat on.
Or when you go through your mood swings, I feel like a
oh, she looking like up.
Will understand more. Cause this morning you was trying to get me to come with no makeup.
See?
I'm not saying that I need makeup, but
it helps. You feel more confident.
Yeah,
sometimes.
like
mm-hmm. we're gonna be everywhere with this, so I want to make sure.
But as a man, he's saying there like, you don't need.
You don't
makeup.
Need it. You look good
this
the way you are.
He said that this morning. Can we just leave?
You like, need no. the balance.
Uh-huh. I need these lashes popping and these eyes batting. Okay.
What?
Now you said you had abandonment issues. Why is that?
I have abandonment issues because when I was young, my father left, and my mother was dealing with her personal issues, you know, product of your own environment. So mm-hmm. she wasn't really present. Like, she was there when need be, but like when wanted, like teaching a woman how to grow. Like, we learned on our own. It's seven of us.
Wow.
So
are you the youngest?
No, I'm the middle child.
The middle
it's
child.
Three younger than me, three older than me. You know, our
right
lady
would.
My sister just passed. 2016, yeah. But like, we had each other, so it was kind of easier. But because we was women bouncing, well, females bouncing off of females, so we taught each other a lot. But like my mom was trying to, she was working hard, so she wasn't really around.
It's all girls.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. It's all girls and one boy. Mm-hmm. So six girls, one boy.
I know he probably was going through it.
Where does he fall in the age range?
He's right after me. He's 22 right now, and then it's 16 and 18. Mm-hmm. But we taught each other a lot of stuff. Like we learned like from. Mm-hmm. Our environment or whatever. My mom was trying to work so hard because out of seven of us, she had five fathers and nobody was a present. Mm-hmm. So it was just her. So she was really focused on like what we needed, a roof over our head, gas, you know, water and food. Ooh, yes. Yeah, instead of teaching us like
bills paid.
Right. Yeah. So I never fought at her like when she lashed out or whatever.
That's the sacrifice she had to make sure that y'all was good. Mm-hmm. Speaking from a mother, I'm the only mother on the couch, so.
Yeah, but like she lashed out a lot and I get it now. Like right, then I was a rebellious teen. Child. Yeah, I'm like.
You're like, I just want you here and I want you to.
Yeah, like you get mad in the world because you're struggling and trying to provide for us and we don't understand that at the time. So it's like, what damn, we just want you to be here. Like, why is you mad at us? But she was really mad at the world, but she. Like you got confess that now. Yeah, now.
And she probably didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
At the time.
Mm-hmm. She said now. She like, I'm better now. You know what I'm saying? Like cause you know I she took care of me, now I take care of my mama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And my father, he left at one point, like I guess it was too much for him or whatever the case may be.
You said he's an artist too. Or he was.
Yeah.
When he was coming up. How do they feel about you now being an artist?
It's shocking. Like, coming from where I come from, like, I didn't even expect it. I knew I was destined for greatness. Like, I just always had a goal for myself, a goal set. Like, I don't care what I do, but I'm going to be something. Mm-hmm. But music was my passion. And, like, where I'm from, like, you don't really think, like, this is going to be that.
Right.
I don't even think it really hit me yet. Like,
yeah, it's all pretty new for you. Still. Yeah. Like, signing and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just like a month ago, right?
Yeah. Less than a month, I think. Less than a month, but it ain't really like registered yet because like my peers or whatever text me or inbox me and be like, damn, like you the hope for the hood, like because I really come from that, you know what I'm saying? And they'll be like, you the hope from the hood, like you showed us that we can make it out. But I had to grind though, like it was not easy,
right?
Like at all, it was not sugar and candy, like
it never is.
No, it's not supposed to be. Mm-mm. Because then when it all comes, you know, all your rewards is gonna feel better because you worked hard
so
for
hard.
It. Yeah. But if you just floated on along and just
you're
got
not
by,
you
know what I mean?
What you have,
you would take it for granted. And okay. That's when you see everybody doing all the dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they didn't even expect they was going to blow up. But you've been working for it.
Because I did media training, right? That's what it was. I did media training and I was speaking to the lady, but I only spoke my truth. Mm-hmm. And she was like, did you have a co-signing? No. I didn't have sex with somebody to get to where I'm at. I didn't. Nobody posted me. Nobody upped me or none of that. Like, when she said it, she was like, you really self-made. And I'm like, damn, I am self-made. Because, like,
feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but I don't think about it like that. I really can't even see how people just took to me. Like, people just really just took to me. Like, I have a organic fan base is what they say.
That's good.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you also have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah. Body art.
Mm-hmm. Body art. What was the first one you got?
Trust No One.
Damn. What age was that, too?
That's harsh.
I was 17.
What made you get that?
My mom put me out and I realized like how ruthless the streets was.
Yeah. Where did you go?
I was house to house. I was staying at friend house to friend house. And then at one point I didn't have nowhere to stay. But like that's what I started realizing, like how ruthless like people
life
can
is.
Be. Yeah.
It's real out here.
Yeah. So I gotta trust no one.
How much body art do you have?
I don't know. I got a full sleeve. I got my neck, my ear, my back, my leg.
You know what's crazy? Our tattoos are in the same spot. I got a tattoo right here. My feet, my whole sleeve, my neck, and my back.
What you got on the back of your neck?
That's a Hamza and a whole bunch of shit.
She got a whole bunch of stuff.
Ooh.
Do you regret any of your
tattoos? When I was looking on your video, I was like, her sleeve.
Yeah, like any of them that you was like, I shouldn't have got this one?
Mm-mm. Everything means something.
How does everything you've been through, like you have to trust no one, how does it affect how you deal with men?
I think it's pros and cons too. Like I know how to give love, but I don't really know how to receive love.
Mm.
Because I've always been, I'm a genuine person. Yeah. I'm genuine, but like when people say it back to me, like I don't know how to express myself unless it's through music. But like if it's like speaking to somebody like a man, it'd be like, oh yeah, you don't never show me affection, and I'd be like,
you're like, don't be a bitch.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm here, right?
Versus like if they like need it from me, then I know how to give it. Like something like, okay, if you say something like, oh man, I need to go through law school, and I know I had them, and I know that's your passion, and I know I have the means or the bread to give you that, then I'm gonna just pay for your law school. Like if I know you're serious, but that's the type of person I am.
I need to go to law school.
And then this Angela, you're a troll.
She's like, you want to be a lawyer?
Right. I want to be.
I'm so very funny. Passionate.
No, but I care about what I care about. I don't what I don't, mm-hmm. basically. So if I feel like somebody around me is needing or mm-hmm. or want something, I take.
But you don't like to ask for stuff.
No, I don't like to receive things either. Because people like to throw stuff in people's face.
I agree with that. You know, I have a hard time taking things from people.
Mm. Yeah. Unless it's a $5,000 cash app, right?
Yeah, I'll take that. I receive.
That's your cash app, though.
I feel you on that, though, because I'm a giving person, but it is hard for me to, like, I don't like to ask for anything. And when people give me something, like, no, I'm good, I'm all right. Even if I really kind of need it.
And then you feel like you got to return it. Like,
yeah, and I feel like, damn, I owe somebody something.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I don't feel that way?
Well, I feel like I give a lot.
I feel like I give a lot too, but I feel like I can accept things without feeling like that I owe people in return. And I feel like that way because I feel like I give so much of myself.
Mm-hmm. But if it's somebody like, look, you know the dude that kept buying me shit, mm-hmm. and I was like, stop doing that. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, that's different, like though.
That's different.
She didn't like him. No.
But some people don't care. If I don't like you, I'll take some shit.
His whole thing was he was trying to woo you with gifts and things, right. Like if that was going to make you like him when you didn't already like him. So that's a little bit different,
right?
But like, for instance, if somebody I know was an up-and-coming artist and they trying to get on the Breakfast Club, right, and I'll say, oh well, I know Angela, I know Dan, whatever, then I feel like if I do that favor for them, they don't owe me nothing in return, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? But some people feel like I don't want to do a favor for somebody because I don't want somebody to do a favor for me because then I feel like I owe them.
If somebody does a favor for me,
I don't feel like I owe them.
And they be trying to get money from you or something. This is so old, but when I was younger, I remember I asked somebody for all I asked them for was a contact number for somebody. And they had the nerve to be like, well, what do I get out of it?
Yeah, see, that's whack.
That's a phone number.
That's whack.
I've been through that.
And that shit is so whack to me. No, but then there are some things that you do deserve to get paid for.
That's one thing.
Because there's people that make their whole living off of just connecting people with each other.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yep.
So I don't know how you determine.
And see, I've never been that way, and I could, but I'm just like, I don't.
That's called a manager.
Yeah. Or PR.
I feel like I owe Sherry from Interscope some money.
Sherry sitting over here like,
bitch, I'm book Amory.
Sip. Hilarious.
But listen, I do appreciate you for coming through.
Yes.
Thanks. Do you write all your own music?
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's based on your own personal experiences. So when you be doing all that, huh? And it's all in your music.
Oh, no, I co-wrote My Body.
Okay.
Produced by Troy Taylor. Shout out to my big bro.
And Breeland. Gotta give it to Breeland, mm-hmm. too. Breeland, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be doing more writing for like other people as well?
Yeah, in the future.
How do you like living in Atlanta?
It's
versus
different.
Chicago.
It's different, but I think it's like it was needy.
The weather's better.
For definitely. Sure. For but sure.
In Chicago.
Yeah. We both used to live there at a point in time.
Chicago?
How often do you go home?
A lot. More than I should, probably.
Aw. And they probably love when you come home.
I just went, yeah.
Depends on who the person is. Because some people might want you working in Atlanta, and then some people might want you in Chicago.
Yeah, but you know, like, you get the most hate in your own city. Like, when people feel like you're not doing as much, or
they feel like you're
like,
not,
I
you're
just
not
got signed less than a goddamn
they
month ago.
They feel like you're not
relax.
Worthy of what you're getting.
No, but I looked out for people before then, but it's just the fact. Me personally, because if you think about like XX, XXX, Distention, mm-hmm. and other people that died in their own city, like, people feel like you made it out and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what makes you different from me? And we came from the same space.
People feel like they can't be proud of you because they too jealous that you made it and they didn't.
Envious, yeah.
Yep.
Are you cool with the other women from Chicago, like Dreezy and Tank and all of them?
Yeah. Okay. I am. I'm like, I'm with Unity. Like, I'm girl power all the way because, you know, it's a male-dominant industry kind of. Mm-hmm.
So you feel like other women have embraced you?
Yeah, the ones I've ran into so far.
All right, that's good. Yeah. But we embrace you up here.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming by. I really did enjoy talking to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And all your hands.
Oh, and make sure you give everybody your social media so they can follow you.
You can follow me at IG at @IM_AnnMarie. Twitter, @IM_AnnMarie. And YouTube, AnnMarie.
And it's going to get you an easier Instagram name.
They got to get
so
you.
So I have a question. We've been working on it, barely.
Well, underscores is a little bit too much.
Barely.
So what's up with this project you got, Pretty Psycho?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that briefly.
She don't seem so psycho.
No, she do. Yeah, she do.
I'm playing with you.
She ain't fooling my ass over here.
You know she's
Come on, take that last sip.
Mm-hmm. I know, because y'all been sitting on the same cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but our cup was way bigger
That's
than yours.
That's right. Because we tried to hold it out of
you. Yours was this big. Yours is a small penis. Ours was a big penis.
So we took it down differently.
Right. You could have three small penises to our one big one.
You got lemonade?
Come on, I'm going to finish mine.
Lemonade.
Yeah, I said ours is watered down with lemonade and ice. Yeah, no, L'Oreal barely had lemonade. She had a little splash.
Come on, we gone.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
All right, let's play a quick game then. Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
I thought we was talking about the project, y'all.
Hold on, we are Pretty Psycho. Let's go. Spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Hey, you know she's psycho.
Are we talking about what?
You just almost made me spit my drink out when she threw it back like that.
I threw it back.
I'm trying to figure out what they mean.
You know what? Don't try to play games. You don't
you
know what
it back.
Means.
Pretty psycho. Yeah, so pretty psycho.
Right. Right. So pretty and psycho. Pretty Psycho just dropped a week ago.
A week ago.
Throw it back. Video is out now. Streaming on all
That's
platforms.
That's how you know she like it, them back shots. Mm-hmm.
Back, That's what
back,
I heard.
Back.
You said it, not us. We just co-signed it.
Back. Streaming on all platforms. Pretty Psycho. Y'all know what it means.
All right, AnnMarie. Thank you so much for coming through. Cheers.
Thank y'all. I've been drunk.
She already swallowed it.
She already swallowed.
She swallowed it.
We said spit or swallow. She swallowed that shit so fast.
She threw it back.
We gonna disregard that message. Yeah.
Lip service.
HBO's newest comedy is A Black Lady Sketch Show, starring Robin Thede, Quinta Brunson, Ashley Nicole Black, and Gabrielle Dennis, and guest starring Issa Rae, Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, and more. A Black Lady Sketch Show is a first of its kind comedy that explores culturally relevant themes, including social norms, anxiety, religion, sex, dating, and relationships in a limitless, magical reality. A Black Lady Sketch Show airs Friday nights at 11 p.m. or stream it now only on HBO.